We are on Sota Daf Lamed Amud Aleph. We're in the middle of this somewhat complicated Tumah and Tara discussion, and we're actually up to V'chi Tema. And we had said that Rabbi Yossi passes like Avishol, and the reason why Rabbi Yossi doesn't hold from a Kal V'chomer to get to the Revi Bakodesh. You know, the Enodin Sha'osu Revi Bakodesh. So that's because of Mishum De'ikla Mifrach. V'chitem Mishum De'ikla Mifrach. If you're going to tell me that the reason why Rabbi Yossi doesn't... Sorry, yesterday Rabbi Yossi holds like V'chachamim. Because if he held like Avishol, then he would have a problem with why he would need Mechusar Kippurim at all as the source of Revi Bakodesh, to say that there is a fourth level of Tumah when it comes to Kachim. Why would he have to learn that from Mechusar Kippurim? He could have learned it straight from Tzvul Yom. So now we're going to say, V'yichitem, the reason why he couldn't learn it from Mechusar Kippurim, or from Tzvul Yom, sorry. Why couldn't he learn it from Tzvul Yom? Mishum Diklo Nivrach Mal Tzvul Yom Shekein Avat Tumah, that Tzvul Yom has, at least in theory, a situation where it could be an Avat Tumah. Ha'aitina, Rabbi Yossi also learned, Min Chusar Kippurim, V'lo Parchei. You could say the same thing with Chusar Kippurim, which also has its own kind of Avat Tumah, right? Because before he went to the mikvah and before the sun went down, so Mechusar Kippurim is also an Avat Tumah issue. But nonetheless, V'lo Parchei, and that wasn't the problem for him. Clearly, Rabbi Yossi doesn't think that that's something he has to address. Rabbi Yossi Amarav, Amrila, Amar Rabba Ben Isi Amarav, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Eliezer, Kuhu Sfir Lehu, the Ein Sheni Osa Shlishi Bechulin. They all agree that when it comes to a Sheni L'tumah, something which is already a derivative or an extension of a first Tumah Rishon, that cannot then create a Shlishi. Okay, that doesn't transfer anywhere. Right? When it comes to chulin, Rabbi Meir did not. Rabbi Meir holds of that from the following Mishnah in Parah. Kol haton b'yas ma'im yidivir sofrim, that anything which is tahor, but the rabbi said you should still put it in a mikvah, meaning it's tum midravanan. So then, mitame es hakodesh, that would make other kachim tame, to make it into a shlishi. Usually, if it's tame midrabanan, so all you need to do is to put it in the mikvah, it doesn't do anything. But when it comes to kachim, we're more stringent, we're going to say that makes it into a shlishi lutuma. But uposo es hatruma, and if it touches truma, it will apostle it, you can't eat it anymore, because it's a shlishi. Umutzer b'chulin, however, it would be mutter to eat. Yeah, it would not be considered like eating tumah. Because again, sheni ein mitame b'chulin. Uvimaser, b'chulin uvimaser. And similarly with ma'aser sheni, any fruits that came into contact with this sheni l'tumah does not make it into a shlishi l'tumah. That's according to Rabbi Meir. Chacham osrim b'maser, and Chacham say, yes, b'chulin, that's true, but b'maser sheni, we're a little more maser. But nonetheless, a sheni doesn't create a shlishi. Rabbi Yossi had the amran. Rabbi Yossi learned this because of what we said before from the Braisa, that you could even make it a reviv, according to a kal v'chomer from Michlus to Kippurim. But that's only by kachim. That's only by kachim, but not by chulin. Because if you're going to say that the sheni is osa shlishi when it comes to chulin, lies the im isay, laite liravi v'truma. Because then the next stage should be that truma would become possible as a revi also. right? Because I think the rule is that truma is one step more stringent. We might have even talked about this yesterday. That truma is one step more stringent than chulin. So if chulin would become a shlishi, so truma would become a revi. And then one step more than truma would be v'chamishi v'kodesh, that kachim should become a tuma, a chamishi l'tuma. And the fact that he doesn't say that means that by chulin it must only be a shedi. Excuse me, not a shlishi. Rabbi Yoshua Ditznan. I don't know, I have a huge note here for Rabbi Yeshua. But let's see. The Mishnah tells us, Rabbi Eliezer Omer Ochel Ochel Rishon, that someone who's eating chulin, that was Tamei, he himself becomes a Rishon. And then...
if the food is a Rishon, he's a Rishon.
Okay, yeah. Meaning food can never be Avatuma. So the point is that food that was contracted Tuma from an Avatuma, so then that makes it into a Rishon, so he's also a Rishon. And then a Rishon, he becomes a Sheni. Ha'ochel Ochel Rishon, someone who eats a Rishon food, meaning it had become Tuma through the contamination with the dead body, so then he becomes a Rishon also. A sheni, if the food is a sheni, so then he's a sheni. And shlishi, he becomes a shlishi. That's according to Rabbi Eliezer.
And is there such a thing as a revi or a chamishi? Or?
Only by kachim there's a revi, and by truma there's a shlishi. But here we're saying that
there's no, but chulin there's nothing deeper than a sheni.
Correct. Okay. I believe so. The question is, how is it that the chulin here became a shlishi? Right, it says a sheni you become a sheni and a shlishi you become a shlishi, but we're saying that you can only become a sheni. So I don't know, I think the Gemara might talk about it. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, ha'ochel ochel rishon ochel ve'ochel sheni sheni. Anyone who eats a rishon or a sheni becomes a sheni. Shlishi, sheni v'kodesh, v'ein sheni v'truma. Anyone who eats something which is a shlishi, again, I'm not sure how that's possible, but they become a sheni in terms of kachim. I don't know. I guess because sheni is the extremity, is the most you can be seen as when it comes to the next step in regards to kachim.
I mean, there's a note here that's a little confusing, at least to me, that that this distinction is that you have non-sacrificial food that you are keeping to the standards of truma you want.
Oh, you're thinking machmer about it.
That's what this note suggests.
Okay. Yeah. The ain sheni b'truma, and when you're eating truma, if you're tamei, and you touch the truma, so the truma does not become a sheni. I don't know if that's what that means. If it's truma, oh, before sheni b'kodesh meant that the kachin became like a sheni. And ain sheni b'truma means that you don't make the truma into like a sheni. B'chul shnas la'ataras truma. Rabbi Yeshua, oh, that's what it's asking here. Rabbi Yeshua, how is it that you can have chulin become a shlishi? It's considered chulin shnas la'ataras truma, that it's chulin that the owners are kohanim, and they have habituated themselves with truma, and in terms of all their other stuff, their machmer is treated just like truma. Because they know truma, which they eat, has these halachos, so therefore they do it for everything else too. Altaras the truma in, altaras the kodesh lo. When it comes to those who are eating truma, that's when you can have a shlishi, a chulin l'shlishi. But not when, sorry, Yeah, it is right. That the chulin can become a shlishi when you're someone who's al-taras atruma, but if you are someone who is al-taras ha-kodesh, so then we're not going to consider it a shlishi. Alma kasera ain't sheini osa shlishi v'chulin, therefore we see that surely he's not going to make a chulin into a shlishi when it's a sheini. Yeah,
that's why you have to test on
this. Yeah, right. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Elazar says it's not. And Rabbi Elazar's source that Shani can't become a shlishi is from the Mishnah.
When Mashiach comes next week, and we're all going to know all this.
We're going to need a shofar.
We're going to need this. We're going to need shirts.
So Rabbi Elazar, Omer Shlashtan Shavin. Rabbi Elazar says Chulin Truma and Kutz were all the same. Harishon Shabakoda Shabach Vishabachum Vishabatruma Matame Shnayim. That if it's a Rishon for food, excuse me, is a Rishon for Kachim Chulun or Truma, so then it will be Matame for two stages afterwards. Meaning that it can become a Sheni Lutuma and it can become a Shlishi Lutuma. Uposo echad, but it can only posa one thing. Meaning after that it'll posel the revi. But that's only by Kodesh. The Metam and also Metame echad. Uposo echad. What are we talking about? We just said Shavin Harishon Shabakodesh Shabakon Shabatruma Mitame Shnayim. Now we're saying Mitame Echad. What does that mean?
Where are you? With regard to truma, an item of first degree impurity renders impure one additional level of contact, i.e. it imparts second level impurity to truma food with which it comes into contact, and that item in turn disqualifies one additional level afterward as the truma imparts third degree impurity upon truma. And with regard to non-sacred food, an item of first-degree impurity merely disqualifies one additional level of non-sacred food. Evidently, non-sacred items cannot go beyond a second-degree impurity.
Okay. I thought we were talking about things that were common among these three categories of Kodesh, Chulin, and Truma, but I guess at this point we're not. At least the way you said it was that it's only Truma, this first one. Metame Echad, Uposel Echad, the Truma. Uposel Echad, the Chulin. I mean, it can't give over Tuma anymore because that can only be given over after a Sheni, to a Sheni.
And then the Sheni won't.
The Sheni won't give to the Shlishi. So that's where we're all getting at from this, but that's Rabbi Elazar. That's how Rabbi Elazar says it. That's how we know that's Rabbi Elazar's opinion. Rabbi Eliezer did none. Rabbi Eliezer. We just learned from Rabbi Eliezer.
That was Rabbi Elazar.
No, we just learned from Rabbi Elazar, but before, Eliezer. We had Rabbi Yoshua following Rabbi Eliezer.
Okay, Rabbi Yoshua, Rabbi Eliezer, back to Rabbi Yoshua, then we get to...
Then we had Rabbi Elazar.
Rabbi Elazar.
And now we're back to Rabbi Eliezer.
Eliezer, okay.
But we had just said that Rabbi Eliezer held from the Mishnah we quoted before Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Eliezer, Omer ha'ochel, ha'ochel, ochel, rishon, sheni, sheni, and a shlishi, shlishi. So how can Rabbi Eliezer now be brought? I'm not really sure. Maybe it's a different Rabbi Eliezer.
The note that I had before said, one who eats food with third-degree impurity status, which can be eaten either truma or non-sacred food that has been kept to the standards of truma, although he remains ritually pure in that he does not render truma he touches impure, Nevertheless, he is considered as one who has second-degree impurity status vis-a-vis the sacrificial food. One who eats non-sacred food that has been kept to the standards of sacrificial food and has contracted third-degree impurity standards cannot impart impurity to sacrificial food.
Right, but that was Altaras the Kodesh thing. So I don't know how this Rabbi Eliezer fits with the other Rabbi Eliezer, but maybe...
Different Rabbi Eliezer.
Maybe it's a different one, yeah. Rabbi Eliezer did not. The Mishnah in Chala says, apparently there's a lot before this part of the Mishnah, but you have to give 1/24 to the Kohen. Is this by Chala? So this is by Hafreshes Chala. You give 1/24 to the Kohen. But if the dough became tame, so then what's it going to be good? You know, it's not good for the Kohen at all. He can't eat it. And therefore, you have to burn it like we do today. We burn the challah. But that's only if it became tameh b'shogeg or b'ones. But if it was done b'mezid, you have to take off a regular amount that you would for an isa tahora. Hold on. Okay. If it was tahor, so then you take off 1/24. If it was tummy, you take 1/48.
I'm guessing there's two batches of dough.
Well, one that's tahor, one that's tummy?
Right.
Okay, fine. So then, but if somebody did it b'mezid, so then, meaning they made it tummy on purpose somehow, deliberately, so then you make them take the regular amount because we don't want the person who's sinning to be, you know, to be rewarded at all. So the Gemara says, or the Mishnah says, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Chala Niteles Min HaTahora Al HaTameach. That you could take from the Tahora for the sake of the Tameach. Okay. That I guess, okay, so let's say, Shtei Isos Achasar V'Achas Tameach, Notal Kedei Chala, you take 1/24. Notel kidei chala me'isa shalohor machalasa. You take chala from that which hasn't been taken chala from yet. Venosin, and I guess that's the tahora ones. Yeah, you have the tahor dough, and you're taking from the tahor dough 1/24, and through that you're going to be matir also the one that's tame. You don't have to take anything else out from the tame one. I think that's what's going on. The notes in parchos dekabeza, the emta, and then you put a little added piece from the tahor dough, less than a kabeza, in between the two piles, and that piece that's touching both of them, connects the two. And because it's too little, so then it doesn't transfer to them. Basically, it's like a trick, but you have two piles here, and I guess, I don't know if you do this first or not, but you can take from anything that's connected, right? So the idea here is that you're making like a little bridge to connect the two, and you're going to say, wait a second, you're connecting something which is tar with something which is tamek, but the trick is that piece in the middle is not big enough to transfer. I don't know the intricacies of this halacha, but
you can from the tahor side.
And then you can take from the tahor side, and you don't have to take from the tahor
side. Your hands are going back and forth, and
I don't know.
If your hands are going back and forth, the tahor side isn't tahor for very long.
You're wearing gloves. I have no clue how this works. This sounds like
work.
I don't know. I have no idea how this happens.
Do you wash your hands in the middle or something?
I couldn't tell. You're not really touching the other one.
I know, but
you put the other one down, you don't touch it at all. And you take from the towel, you put a little bit in the
person working in the kitchen. You know, here's the tahor and here's the tamei, what do I do in between? I mean, just wash your hands? Maybe all you do is wash your hands. I mean,
I don't know. Once you give it over to the Kohen, you can make your stuff tameh, right? You're allowed to have tameh.
Yeah, but you have the two of them in the same kitchen. I mean,
you know, yeah, yeah. You got to keep it separate, like Bas Baruch Olav. Yeah, I don't know. The Chachamim also, the Chachamim said, no, you can't do that. Why? I guess.
Bas Baruch Olav, you know, you just simply wash your hands in between. That's yeah. very simple. With this, is washing right. your hands in between.
Some transfers, yeah.
Is that good? I don't know.
V'tanya, but there's another brace that says, from Rabbi Eliezer, that you connect them, kabeta, exactly a beta word. And even though that piece would bring over the tuma, that piece is not going to make it tummy. But why not? Oh, that's why you take it off beforehand. There's something about once you declare it as chala, so then it's a problem. But before you declare it as chala, it's not a problem.
Is a sota making this chala?
Savrua, idvi isa. The opinion of the Bnei HaYeshiva explains, Savrua, idvi, both the Mishnah and the Brisa are referring to del. Rishon, v'chulin, hatzvulin, l'chala. It's Rishon L'tzuma, the Tzuma that we're talking about, and it's Chulin HaTzvulin L'chala, meaning Tevel that hasn't been taken Chala from it yet. Lo K'chala Damu, so they're not considered like Chala, that it gets Tzuma, Asheni or Shlishi, because it's Tzvulin L'chala, it's not yet Chala. My lab, Bacham, let's give maybe their argument. That's Damar Savar, Rabbi Eliezer holds, Ein Sheni Osa Shlishi V'chulin, and therefore it's not a problem. Even though the piece in the middle is like a Sheni L'tzuma, and it's a Kabetza, according to the Breisa, it's still no problem before you ever called it Chala. Because at that point you were not dealing with Chala, you're just dealing with a bunch of dough. Umar Savar, Sheni Osa Shlishi V'chulin. And maybe the Chachamim held that the Chachamim were Oster in the Mishnah. They held that a Sheni can make a Shlishi when it comes to Chulin. Okay, as opposed to all the other Amorim, all the other Tanaim that we quoted before, that hold that Ein Sheni Oster Shlishi b'Chulin. Okay, that's an interesting case. Amrav Maribari Rav Kana, the Kuli Amma Ein Sheni Oster Shlishi b'Chulin. Everyone agrees, even the Chachamim hold that a Sheni doesn't become Chulin, doesn't become a Shlishi in Chulin. This is not just any kind of chulin, though. This is chulin, which is preemptively taken for chala. You're taking the piece of dough off of it beforehand. Mar savar kachala damu, mar savar lo kachala damu. There's a bunch of dough that's being taken for that's about to be taken chala from it. Have taken chala from it. So the Chachamim believe that you should treat it like chulin. You should treat it like chala already, not like chulin. Or you could say the kol yam chulin atzvulin chala looks chala damu. Maybe everyone agrees it's not like chala. And the ain sheni osa shlishi v'chulin. And but still, no one holds that sheni makes a shlishi. The hachas, what's the problem with Chachamim? The hacha the mutar ligrom tuma l'chulin shver tishrak mezuki. Can you actively cause tuma with Eretz Yisrael chulin? Mar Savar motz ligram tuma v'chulin Eretz Yisrael. Mar Savar us ligram tuma v'chulin Eretz Yisrael. That one opinion holds. Rabbi Eliezer says there's no problem, even though for kachim and for challah and on truma we score careful about tuma, but technically there's no problem of having food that's tameh, and therefore there's no problem to make the food tameh. The only issue is, according to Chachamim, who say no, that even if food becomes tameh and you could eat it, even though it's tameh, that doesn't mean you should cause it to become tameh, at least in Eretz Yisrael. You shouldn't do that. Okay, another drasha from Rabbi Akiva. We got through the tumah there. Rabbi Akiva said that the measurement outside of the city is 2,000 amos. The Michael Mefagi, what is Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Eliezer Benosh, Rabbi Yossi, I believe, arguing that Mar Savar, that's Chumin is Daraisa. And therefore, the Tzchum is learned from the word Alpaim Amah, which is in the Parsha of the Levim. Umar Savar Midrabanan. And Rabbi Eliezer holds that it's only Midrabanan. And therefore, those who go outside of the Tzchum don't get Malkus. But what was Rabbi Eliezer's measurement? Oh, Rabbi Yosef has literally held that those 2,000 amos were referring to the fields, not to the area outside of the city that you can have tchum. Rabbi Kiba says when the Jewish people went through the Yam Suf, so they raised their eyes to sing Shira. They wanted to sing. The Ketzad Amr Shir, how could they? How did they? Kigadol hamakre es ha'halel. Like someone who is elderly, I don't know if it's literally old, but it's at least someone who's bar mitzvah, would call out to everyone else, like by halel. V'hein onun achrev rashi prakim. And they, we said this in the Mishnah already, I think. And they would answer just the beginning of every pasuk.
This is the beginning of every chapter.
The beginning of every chapter, okay. I don't know what chapter we're talking about, but okay.
I think the
prakim... Oh, by Hallel.
I think Hallel those, prakim. Those prakim are very ancient as opposed to the rest of the prakim and the Tanakh.
What do you mean those are older prakim of Tehillim?
The division between the prakim of Tehillim, I think, is very ancient Jewish tradition as opposed to the prakim of... Most of the rest of Tanakh is medieval Christian or something.
Right? Oh, you mean the chapterization of it?
Right,
whatever. Yeah, okay. Rashi Prakim. And Moshe Amar Ashir LaHashem, Behein Omrim Ashir LaHashem. Moshe Amar Kigal Gav, Behein Omrim Ashir LaHashem. Oh, so they did the recurring couplet of Ashir LaHashem, I guess. Rabbi Eliezer, Benosha Rabbi Yossi, Aglili Omer. Right, it wasn't that they said, you know, the Gadol said one thing and they continued saying the other thing, but it was rather that they entirely repeated everything. I guess because he's a katan, he can't be Motsi youth, that kind of thing. Moshe Amar Ashir LaHashem, Behein Omer Ashir LaHashem, Moshe Amar Kigo Ga, Behein Omer Kigo Ga. Rabbi Nechemi Omer, Kisofer Haporis Al Shema. Someone who's teaching children, Sofer is like a school teacher, but he's poets al Shema, meaning he starts the brachos of Shema Beis Haknesses, Shupo Sech Tchila, Bein Onam Achra. He starts off with the Yotzeor, and then they would answer him, and then say the rest of it, I guess. But they're not being Yotzei through whatever the Chazan says. So too, Moshe would start the Shir, and then everybody else would finish it. Rabbi Yakiva Savar Lemor Amelta Kamaisa, when the Pasuk says Lemor at the beginning of Az Yashir, by Omru Lemor, so then he believes that what it means is that it's referring to the beginning part of every parak, I guess. That the Jewish people should always answer Ashir LaHashem after each one. Rabbi Eliezer ben Osh Rabbi Yosef Glili Savar Lemor Akol Milso Milso. The word Lemor is going in every single phrase that they should say every single one. Rabbi Yechamia Savar by Omru to Amar Kulhu Bade Adade. That the words by Omru first teach you that you should say all of it together, but Lemor, the pasuk Moshe Bereishis, Lemor is saying that Moshe started it off. Tana Rabbanan, Darsh Rabbi Yosef Gibeshash Al Yisrael Min Ayam, Nasu Neim Lomar Shir. They all wanted to daven. They all wanted to say Az Yashir. V'Ketzad Amar Shir. How they do it? Olal, a child, Mutal Al Dir Keimo, a baby, a real baby that's not even.
He's in his mother's lap, or he's nursing.
He's nursing or something. Muta alberke imo, he's sitting on his mother. Betinok yonu mishte imo, and he would be nursing at the time. Kevan shirau, esashchina, olal higviat savara, betinok shamat dad mipiv. Right? The child would lift up his neck, and the baby would stop nursing. V'amru, zek heli van veyu. Quoted this pasuk, I think Parshas Peshachlis here, this Gemara. Shenemar mifi ololim v'yom kim yisadet ha'oz. I think there's another drasha for this. Hayer Rabbi Meir omer minay shafil ubarim shebmeima, not just the babies, but even the fetuses inside of their mother's wombs. would sing Shira. Amr Shira Shnemar. What does this mean? I don't know. The Makelos Baruch Elokim Hashem Mimkor Yisrael Mimkor Yisrael V'Halo Chazu. So how could they say the words? How could they say the words? Is that Keli if they couldn't see? Right. The word Mimkor means from the root, basically. So that's what it means. The fetus, even the fetus.
From their mother's womb. This, the
Mikor. Yeah. The word Mikor could be a reference to the womb. So that's not how you say womb, but that's what it's referring to. V'Halo Chazu. How could they see? I'm Rabbi Tamchum. Kerem na selahem kas baklaria hameira. That their mother's womb became like a window. They could just be straight through.
We got a nice picture here.
Really?
Not so